The Tory government are in government because the DUP did a deal with them. In return, £1 billion was to come to Northern Ireland. That was 5 months ago. No money up until now. And then 50 million of the £1 billion has been delivered to Northern Ireland. Does that sound enough? How's it going to be spent? And when are we getting the rest of our money? John Campbell is our business and economics editor. Good morning to you, John.
Morning.
So set this out for us, John. Obviously, if they'd given us more money now, then there would have been less time, not enough time to spend it, really.
Yeah.
But the question arises, why didn't we get it before now?
Yeah, so the deal was agreed at the end of June. We're now in the middle of November. And it's a reasonable question about why hasn't the money been released. Now, I think anybody who's even slightly interested in politics here would say James Brokenshire was to some extent trying to use this as a bargaining chip in terms of the move to get all the parties back into Stormont. You know, there was hints that, oh, maybe the money was conditional on the DUP being the executive. The DUP were absolutely adamantly saying that it was not dependent on them being in the executive, but certainly you could see it was in the mix in this talks process. But now we've got to the point where James Brokenshire has really conceded you don't need an executive in order to get any of the deal money released. So the money is going to start being released.
But while he's been allowed to stall, waiting lists are going up. While he's being allowed to stall by the DUP and other political parties in Northern Ireland, we haven't had more money into our education budget.
Yeah, well, I suppose this is a question for James Brokenshire and his DUP partners is, why didn't the money come sooner? Why is it taking so long? And let's just be clear that what we got last night was James Brokenshire pledging to release the 50 million. As of today, the 50 million is not in the coffers of Stormont.
So we still haven't got it?
No, we have a pledge that we'll get it before the end of the financial year because it still has to go through a process in Parliament where it's voted on, then it comes to Stormont, and then somebody has to decide to spend it. So we don't actually, as of today, have the 50 million. We have a pledge that we will get the 50 million very soon.
And that money has to be spent by when?
Well, they said they want to spend it by the end of the financial year because it's what they call immediate pressures money. So it's 50 million for health and education for them to basically, you know, try and fill any gaps in their budgets, of which there are many. So I suppose in some way you could say that the reason it's only 50 million at this stage is because we're now so far into the financial year. If you just push huge dollops of money into departments, and maybe that they're not able to spend it before the end of the year.
Yeah, but it's been allowed to drag until now.
It has drifted along a bit, yes. And, you know, if you go back to the original deal, what it talked about was £100 million to deal with what they called immediate pressures. And
so
the assumption
why didn't
was,
we get that? I know you're not here to answer that question, but I'm bouncing off you here.
Yeah.
So we were promised £100 million, we didn't get it.
We're promised £100 million. What we're going to get, we know, is £50 million before the end of the financial year. And, you know, clearly you have to look at the overall political context of what's been going on with the parallel of the DUP Conservative deal and then also the Secretary of State desperately trying to get the parties back into government at Stormont. I think there should be one important thing, though, when we look at the DUP Conservative deal. In a lot of it talks about spending money over a two-year period, but it's careful not to define precisely which two-year period. And the overall context of the DUP and Conservative deal is that it's valid for the length of this Parliament. So it's not that the money has to be spent over the next 2 years, but it has to be spent over some two-year period within this Parliament.
So technically, we could be waiting another couple of years before getting the majority of the money?
Yeah, because we're now more than halfway through this financial year. We have a pledge of 50 million will be spent in this financial year, but then it could be then that for the rest of the money, the two-year period only starts in the next financial year. So really it'll be, if you like, maybe 3 years on from the start of the deal before you see all the money washing through.
Well, the question is, would the DUP tolerate that, of course?
It depends, you know, on the capacity of the system to actually spend the money, really, I suppose. So we are where we are now in terms of the money. We're going to be getting this £50 million before the end of the financial year, we're told, and then the rest will have to come at some point after that. Unless, of course, there are further developments and James Brokenshire feels that sometime between now and the end of the financial year, he's in a position to release more money. Because it could be, you know, for example, capital funding that he could say, yeah, we'll release some of this rather than day-to-day spending.
John, let me just fact-check this again because it's what some of our listeners no doubt will be phoning us about this morning if they are sitting on a waiting list in Northern Ireland. So when there was the election in June, is it true for me to therefore say that the Tories could have released £100 million of money there and then, and that therefore could have been dealing with some of the immediate pressures on waiting lists, and instead we still haven't got it, probably not going to get it to the end of the year?
That's possible, but I think that, you know, that's a question very much for the Secretary of State to answer. The money was agreed in the deal. Why is it that the money has not yet landed at Stormont? That's really the big question for him to answer.
OK. John, thank you very much indeed.